This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The Union Cabinet today approved the restructuring of Prime Minister's Street Vendors Atmanirbhar Nidhi, PM Swanidhi scheme. The Cabinet also gave approval for extension of the lending period beyond the 31st of December 2024. The lending period has now been extended until the 31st of March 2030. The total outlay for the scheme is 7,332 crore rupees. The key features of the restructured scheme include enhanced loan amount across the first and second tranche, provision of UPI-linked RuPay credit card for beneficiaries who have repaid the second loan, and digital cashback incentives for retail and wholesale transactions. The first tranche loan has been increased up to 15,000 rupees from 10,000 rupees, and second tranche loans increased up to 25,000 rupees from 20,000 rupees, while the third tranche remains unchanged at 50,000 rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Japan tomorrow evening to participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit. This will be Prime Minister Modi's 8th visit to Japan and the first summit with his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, the two Prime Ministers will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, including defense and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation, and people-to-people exchanges. In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister will travel to China from 31st of August to 1st of September to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh today termed U.S. decision to impose 50% tariff on Indian imports as unjustified, unreasonable and unfair. Replying to a media query on the issue on the sidelines of an event in New Delhi, Mr. Singh stressed that economy is strong enough and the government will not let the country suffer.
Our economy is very strong. We will definitely not let our country suffer. We are taking appropriate steps that it does not harm our economy. The world is always changing. The political climate, the investment climate, it always changes. And we are well prepared to meet up with any eventuality. Our economy is growing, is strong, resilient, and we will match and meet these upcoming challenges.
In Himachal Pradesh, Chamba, Kangra and Kullu districts are worst affected. We have a report.
Chamba district is currently cut off from the rest of the country. Pathankot-Chamba National Highway is blocked due to floods and landslides. More than 100 vehicles are stranded on this route and around 1,000 vehicles are also stranded on the Mani Mahesh Yatra route. The devotees stranded in the Mani Mahesh Yatra have been accommodated at safe places by the district administration. The government and administration are working on a war footing to restore road connectivity in the district. For the convenience of the people in Chamba, Kullu and Lahul Spiti districts, the Himachal Pradesh License Service Area Telecom Department has activated intra-circle roaming facility till 3rd of September. Prabha Sharma, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The flood situation in Punjab is worsening as major rivers including the Ravi, Bias and Satluj continue to swell. Seven districts including Pathankot, Gurdaspur, Fazilka, Firozpur and Kapurthala remain on high alert. Leaves of all government officials have been cancelled. Till 30th of this month, relief and rescue work is underway in the affected region. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, central Maharashtra and Uttarakhand tomorrow. The Met Department has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall tomorrow over parts of coastal Andhra Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Gujarat region, Himachal Pradesh, interior Karnataka, Kerala and Mahe, Konkan and Goa. Russia launched a massive drone attack on energy and gas transport infrastructure across six Ukrainian regions overnight. According to media reports, Russian forces significantly damaged gas transport infrastructure in Poltava region and struck equipment at one of the key substations in the Sumy region. Indian shooter Anish Bhanwala clinched the silver medal in the men's 25-meter rapid five-pistol event at the ongoing Asian Championship at Shymkent in Kazakhstan today. In the men's 25-meter rapid five-pistol team event, India settled for silver. And that is the end of this news bulletin.